A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, and welcome to The Art of Decluttering. I am your host, Kirsty Faruja, and unfortunately, Amy isn't able to be with us today, so instead of doing a solo show by myself, which I know you would all love, anyway, I brought my dear friend Belinda in. She's part of our podcast team, and I thought that you would really enjoy her point of view on this topic. So do you want to tell us what we're talking about today?
Yeah, thanks, Kirst. We are talking about dealing with doubt. So in particularly with decluttering, but this can be applied to anywhere in your life. When other people have opinions about your decluttering journey that might lead you to doubt what you're doing, or when doubt creeps into your own mind. So we have some thoughts about how you might be able to handle this and what to do.
So what is doubt?
That's a great question. I think of doubt as when you, it's really hard to explain this without using the word doubt, when you don't really fully believe what you're doing, or when you second guess yourself, or yeah, when you're just not really believing you've made the right decision, or really questioning what you're doing.
Yeah. So some of those doubts that come up could be, what's the point of all this decluttering? Do I really need to declutter? I have enough space for all my stuff. So what's the point of decluttering? Is it really worth it? Last time I tried it, I just became messy again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a fad or a passion that I'm into right now because I'm listening to these two amazing women talk right now and I listen every week and I love listening to them, but do I really think I could be a minimalist? Is this really a long-term thing for me? Is it even necessary? And do people really pay to have their homes decluttered? How are these women even in business? How do they have jobs?
Definitely heard that from people before.
So can you tell me, have you ever had a client who has come up with these doubts before? What's it look like?
Yes. So I can't think of anyone specific, but definitely seen doubt in many, many clients' homes. And they often look like big piles of clutter. Sometimes it can be pushing into that aspirational kind of clutter where they've started something, they've had these grand aspirations to do some new hobby or take on some new experience. And then they have kind of started and gone, oh, hang on, I don't know if I can do this, I'm not sure. And then all of a sudden the stuff just gets left there. But also in terms of their ability to actually move towards freedom and get into the decluttering and create space in their homes. And I think that's where people reach out and call us to come in and help them when they just don't really know what else to do.
Yeah. And then I have seen it when other people are questioning the decluttering. So when these things might be the questions that I asked, well, you know, the doubts that I said before may actually come from other people.
Yeah.
Like, why are you spending money on getting a professional organizer in? Can't you just do it yourself? Or is it even necessary? We've got plenty of space in this house. So what do you do when it's somebody else questioning you and causing you to doubt what you believe is the right next step for you?
Yeah, such a good one. So I have the take on this that it's actually not you, it's them. And they are hopefully coming from a place of really loving you. And, you know, they may have walked through things with you before in your journey, and are unsure about if maybe you're making the right decision. So they're generally coming from a place of concern. But it's about them. It's not about you. So, you know, their comments are often influenced by past experiences themselves. Maybe they've tried doing it and it didn't work for them. So they've had that experience of, I really need to tell you not to do this because it didn't work out for me. So it's just,
And I think that's really good because I think that we can sit and lean into that with them. So if they're questioning us, you know, particularly if it's somebody who lives in the house with you and you want to honor their opinion, you can say, tell me more. Like, why do you think this isn't a good choice for me? Let me tell you a story, recent story of mine, that this is exactly what happened. I went to buy a teeth whitening kit because I'm on Zoom often with this beautiful friend of mine who's got like the whitest teeth. And so when I see our pictures face, you know, side by side, I'm like, oh, my teeth are so yellow compared to hers. So again, comparisonitis, never good. But I saw this teeth whitening kit at Woolies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with Simon and it wasn't cheap. It wasn't overly expensive, but it wasn't, you know, like five bucks. Cool. Chuck it in the shopping trolley. So when I said to him, hey, what do you think about this? And he was like, do you think you will keep up with it, Kirsty?
Great question.
Or do you think this is a purchase that you'll do once and never do it again? And I'm like, no, I'm really motivated to do it. I really want to. Listener, don't tell him I've only done it once. He may have been correct, but he doesn't listen to the podcast, so he doesn't need to know.
Oh, dear.
But I think that that's really good to listen to people who know you well and to really dig into why they think that.
Yeah.
And it also gives you an opportunity to say why it is that you want to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there can be people that come along in your life that you have given permission to actually speak into, and you do really want their opinions and will take that on board and think about it. And then there's those others that often, most of the time, well-meaning people. We always try to think the best of people. But you know, you can actually say, okay, thank you, and just shake it off. You don't need to take that on. But it is, as Kay said, a great opportunity to really question yourself and dig in and go, okay, so I started this for a reason. What was that reason? We talk a lot about coming back to your vision as a really big key for when you get discouraged. And we have a great episode on discouragement, so make sure you check that one out too. But when you get discouraged, when you might stop believing in yourself a little bit. So always come back to that vision, and then start asking yourself, okay, why do I love this? What's good about this? Focus on what you've already achieved, and actually go, okay, so what are the awesome things that I have done? What have I already accomplished? And really pump yourself up, be your own cheerleader, and, encouraging yourself is a great way to sort of shift out of that when some others might come along and sort of you feel a little bit squashed.
Yeah. And in this example of this teeth whitening thing, I can say to Simon, I'd really need your, like, it's a good place to lean into as well, with those people who are safe and have your best interests and have the right to speak into your life. You can say to them, well, yeah, thank you for acknowledging, for reminding me that I'm not great at sticking to a task.
Mm-hmm.
So can you gently and kindly encourage me? And I will try to take that on. When you do that, I will try to take that as encouragement rather than judgment from you.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's where I would, like, if Simon was to come in and go, hey, how are you going with that teeth whitening? It would depend on his tone and how lovingly I wanted to view his questioning of me at the time. And that's on me. Like, so, but I can ask him, hey, I really, really do, like, this is important to me. So I really would love your encouragement and support and motivate me when I'm not going so well. So, and that's for the same for you, for if it is your partner who's questioning whether or not you're doing this, you can have a conversation about why it is that it is important to you and your reasonings around it.
Yeah.
So that, and ask them for their support and encouragement. What about when you find yourself sitting in doubt? What do you do then, Belinda?
Okay, so I kind of already jumped to this before, didn't I? But what I think the best thing to do is come back to your vision. So can't say it enough. Vision, vision, vision. If you have your vision, you can use it as an anchor point. When you start to drift one way, okay, come back to the vision. It'll help you stay on track. So some things you could ask yourself is, you know, what was it that made you start decluttering in the first place? And then once you work that out, you can just keep coming back to it and it'll help you stay on track. Also, again, just keep reminding yourself of what you've actually achieved and how far you've come. And this is one thing we do with our clients is we take before and after photos. We share a lot on our social media. We don't share everything, but it's mostly for our clients so that we can actually go look where you started and look how far you've come. Because it is easy to get discouraged when something takes a long time. But yeah, even for yourself, when you're decluttering at home, take a before photo so that you can come back to it. And if you feel like you haven't made much progress in the space, go back to that before photo and you'll actually see just how far you've come. I also really love to encourage people to check in with themselves and just see how they're talking to themselves. That self-talk, is really crucial. So if you find that you're actually speaking to yourself in a very critical, negative way, that's not really going to help you very much. So I like to think, imagine you're talking to your friend and would you say all those things to your friend? I've had this conversation with my 11-year-old a lot. I'm like, would you say that to your best friend? And she's like, no, I would not. I said, okay, well then why do you think you can say that to yourself? So really speaking positively and encouraging to ourselves is such a great tool to practice. And to have empathy for yourself and to just use kindness. And I think that that is such a great way of being able to move from doubt and discouragement and into walking into your freedom.
I think also that you can start questioning what it is that you're doubting. Mm-hmm. We are in the midst of doing our Head, Heart and Home course. Yes. And Belinda's leading that with me this time around as well. And mm-hmm. so it's lovely to watch her be this kind, loving person that she is to our course participants. And on Sunday, just gone, we had this conversation around doubting whether or not you're making the right choices and what could you do to, in those instances. So we had one of our beautiful participants is decluttering her younger kids' toys.
Yeah.
And she was really questioning and doubting whether or not this is the right choice for her and her kids. And so that is a form of doubt, like questioning whether or not you're making the right choice is obviously a form of doubt. And so what she had decided to do for herself is actually box up the toys that she thought the kids weren't going to use. Mm-hmm. And just in case they were going to ask for them back, she was going to put a time frame on it, put them in the garage and put a time frame on it. And we thought that was an absolutely one way of going about this having doubts around it.
Yeah.
It is also a great opportunity to sit in that doubt and go, well, why am I doubting myself? What is actually going on here? Your doubts may be coming to you for a reason.
Yeah.
It could be a really good opportunity for you to check in with yourself, like Ben said before, and question what is going on for me. Is it because I'm listening to somebody else? Is it because, there's a check in my spirit, actually don't throw that out or don't do that. Or, there may be a really good reason why you're doubting it. And that's mm-hmm. where digging into it and thinking about it can, highlight what it is that's going on for you. It's also sometimes really helpful to talk to somebody else, maybe somebody else who is further along in the decluttering journey or has been there, done that before, rather than those naysayers in your life, because they're probably going to just encourage you to keep the clutter because of their own issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, reach out to, we've got this amazing Facebook community of how many people are in there now?
I think we're definitely over 112,000 people, I think.
Yeah, I haven't looked lately either. Yeah. So, there's lots of people in there who are going to encourage you and for you to verbally process with somebody else, whether that's verbally processing it by journaling it. Like, we've had so many people in that Facebook group who have written out their post, and in their post it's very evident what their doubt is, but also what their decision is.
Yeah.
And so it's been really a great opportunity for people to come back and go, well, I think within your question, you've answered it yourself.
Yes. Yes. People do that all the time in the Facebook community. That's so good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I just wanted to go back to something you said before about finding people that are a little bit further on in your journey. I just think that is an amazing life principle anyway. Like, I've always tried to find people in my life that are, 5 to 10 years on wherever I am in my journey. So if I just got married, then I want to connect in with people that are 5 to 10 years on, that have been married for that bit longer, that can, are safe people that can speak into your life. Or when you start having kids and connecting in with people that have actually gone through those early years and can say to you, you will get through this. You can actually survive with the sleep deprivation and the crying babies and the little kids, because it gives you hope. And hope is such an antidote to doubt, because you've got something to look forward to. You know that there's an end coming, or you know that there's some good coming. So I would just say, just find some people, even just one person in your life that can speak into it, whether they're some kind of mentor. I mean, even with social media these days, like following people on Instagram or all of that kind of stuff, just really wisely choose people that can speak into your life in whatever way that looks like. That can help you move from doubt into hope and to move forward. I just think it's such a great thing to do.
I wholeheartedly agree. And other ways of working through that doubt could be, maybe you're a journaler and you might want to write it out. you know, maybe verbal processing isn't your thing, but writing it out is.
Yeah.
And so writing out all of the questions that you have and listening within yourself for the answer to that, and like digging into, but why? Like become a professional organizer to yourself and just start questioning yourself. Say, but why do I think that? And what are all the alternatives that are going to happen? So what if I throw out my kid's toy and they ask for it next week? What are my options then?
Absolutely.
What are some of the options?
Well, you can talk to them and remind them that they decided to throw it out and see what happens. You can go buy it again. Like that is not the worst option in the world. It's okay that if you throw something out that all of a sudden was the best toy in the entire world and meant the universe to them, you can absolutely go and buy it again. It's totally okay to do that. We don't encourage you to do that with every single thing that you give away, because then you're just going to get back to the same place you were before. But yeah, just as Kirst said, play it out. Think about what are your options. This is something that I do a lot in my life of making, thinking through all the contingencies of if I make this decision, what's the impact? So have a little play it out in your mind, see what the options are going to be. And it's okay if it doesn't go how you thought it was going to, because guess what? You get to try again.
Yeah. And even in that, like saying to, you know, talking, you know, using the kid, throwing out a kid's toy as an example, like it's a learning opportunity for everybody. You can then say to the kid, hey, awesome, I hear you that you want that toy.
Yep.
How about we sit on it for a week or 2 days or a month? Mm-hmm. And if you still want that toy, I will 100% get it for you.
Yep.
Like practicing what you are learning and practicing that on your children and other people around you, like, and saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. Instead of buying things as soon as I think to buy it or as soon as I see it on sale, I'm going to sit with that for a little while.
Yeah.
See if I really need it. Because of course, you know, we, and that's why it's okay to box things up and just put them in a different place of your house, because that is the same experiment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you look at it as an experiment as well, then it's okay, because, you know, remember back in high school when you're doing science experiments, they don't always work out as you've been told they should. And that's okay. It's the whole point is it's an experiment. It's to see what are the outcomes that happen. And what I love about what our participant in the Head, Heart and Home course has chosen to do is she's given herself a time frame as well, because it's teaching her and her kids like delayed gratification and being intentional. And, you know, what's so important is not, you know, having our kids grow up and do the same things we've done as adults, is we want to equip them to make those better choices and be more intentional in their consuming of things. So yeah, I think that's really important too.
Mm. There's so much we could talk about on doubt. Like, I'm like, where else could we take this conversation? I think that I am walking with a dear friend of mine at the moment through some really hard stuff. And she's doubting her decisions a lot.
Mm.
And some of the things, and she identifies this as well, so I'm not speaking out of turn, that she doesn't quite know who she is.
That's hard.
Yeah. And so she has a lot of doubt in all of her choices, because she actually isn't sure who she is anymore because of life circumstances.
Yeah.
So I think, I know we talk about this all the time about identity.
Mm.
And so I think that a lot of even doubt can come back to identity.
Absolutely.
So talk to me about that.
Oh gosh.
Give me your ideas on identity.
Yeah. So when you know who you are, it makes it really easy to make decisions in your life, because you know what your values are. You know what is important to you. You know what your interests and passions are. So when decisions come along and they don't fit those things, that criteria, it makes it really easy to say no. And when they do come along, they stand out, because you know what you're passionate about, you know what you love. So yeah, I think knowing who you are, and oh my gosh, we're all on a big journey of knowing who we are at different stages in our lives. And I think each different season, a little bit more gets revealed to yourself about who you are. But yeah, I think it's the more you know who you are, the easier it is to just flick off doubt really easily.
Yeah. And I think that that's exactly where I was going.
Oh, awesome. You know. I read your mind.
Yeah. You do that often. And I think it comes back to what you were saying about our vision. Like, so not only what is our vision for our home,
yep,
and coming back to, well, does this particular item that I'm doubtful of fit with the vision for my home? But also, is this thing that I'm doubting in line with who the vision I have for myself and who I want to be and my values?
Yes.
And my, you know, my character, who I am, and where I'm, my purpose in life even. And so I think that having, working on your self-growth and working on who it is that you want to be is only going to help you shake off those doubts. Because when you're doubtful about, you know, coming across, you know, let's say an old love letter from an ex-boyfriend, when you know who you are, and you're confident in who you are, then you can make a decision that's right for you about whether or not you need to keep that letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no right or wrong answer to that. You do you.
Yeah, absolutely. But the whole point is the more work you do on yourself and understand yourself and know who you are, the easier it is to make those decisions, because it becomes really, really obvious. They're almost highlighted in a way that you just know, oh no, that doesn't fit my values, or that doesn't fit, you know, we want to have a peaceful home and this is actually bringing chaos in. So that's the complete opposite. So it's really easy to say no to that experience or that item. We really just want to encourage you to go after your identity and to feel good about it and feel comfortable in it, because as we said, it will just make shaking off those doubts easier and things will just start to align in your life.
Yeah. And it comes back to also that how you can then work through other people's doubts of you.
Yeah.
And doubts on your decluttering journey, because then you can go, no, this is who I am right now.
Yes.
And this is what I want to put my hand to. And this is what I am trying to achieve with this, is because you are really clear on your vision and you're really clear on your identity. Mm-hmm. And I love that we're new creations every day, like that every interaction we have with somebody else, everything that happens to us changes us in a little way so that we become different. Like, I'm different from 26 minutes ago when we started recording this conversation because of what you've brought to this conversation. So it is okay to be growing and changing and to be discovering more and more about yourself. So, and I think what I love about decluttering is that it can really hasten this discovery of you. Like, it can really, and it can be really confronting at times, and the doubts that are coming up and the doubts that are coming up just only highlight the work that we need to continue to do.
Absolutely.
Oh, this has been fun. Okay, I'm going to do the review today.
Okay.
There's two. Well, then you can do the other one. Okay. So the first one is from Sorry Buddy on Australian Apple Podcast. It was left on the 12th of April this year, and it's 5-star review. It says, came for the decluttering tips, stayed for the sense of humor, warmth, and excellent inclusive worldview these two share. Keep going, ladies. P.S. The art in my room that I love is a series of pictures of my daughter every month in the first year of her life. I made it on her first birthday. So clearly you came through because we asked you about artwork.
Yes.
And it's the same for this next review too.
Exactly the same. Yes. So this review is from Lego People from the US on the 4th of April this year, entitled Helpful. It's a 5-star review. And it says, recently found this podcast and have found it so helpful. It's positive and I can easily find the small things in each room that, if gone, will make a difference. I love pastel crayon Picasso. like artwork my children did.
That's awesome. So, as my guest today, you get to decide what reviews people are going to leave this week.
Oh, okay. If you're a tea drinker, would you like to leave us a review this week?
That's perfect, because that's exactly what we did before yes. we sat down. We made a cup of tea.
I'm very, what are you very drinking? Creative. I am drinking peppermint tea.
And I am drinking choc pear pudding.
And it sounds like a dessert.
It is a dessert, and it's really yummy, and I've enjoyed it. So,
oh, good.
Thank you again for coming on board today. And we can't wait. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. And, yeah, have a lovely week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.